Did you listen to that Carlin?
Which one?
The Hardcore History on King of Kings?
No.
You'd like it.
What was that about?
It's about like ancient. I think it was about Cyrus the Great. He was like a Persian emperor.
Jesus Christ.
And like the way they dude, there was like a whole thing on how they killed people, like torture with like
he loves torture.
Yeah.
And I read about these devices and I think
what would that be like today? I can't even imagine.
But he talks about kings?
Yeah, he talks about they would put people in these bulls, these brass bulls that were hollow. They would put them in and like roast people in them.
Oh.
And then when you would scream, like the smoke and shit would go out its nostrils. It was real fucked up.
One of the things
they did was they would put you in like a canoe that had like holes for your arms and feet and head. Okay,
oh,
so you're
God.
Laying on your back. And then they would put the other half of the canoe on top. And so it's just your head sticking out and your hands and your feet. And they would put you out on a lake. But before they did, they would, like, funnel milk into you. So you're, like, fat with, like, milk and honey.
Oh, dude.
Just so the bugs would fester in the fucking canoe with you. And they would just put you out for
days.
You
definitely shit the canoe, like,
oh, yeah, you shit,
fourth
like,
hour.
Well,
you
that
shit
was the
canoe,
thing. It would give you diarrhea. So you would shit, there would be bugs that would eat you from in the canoe,
dude.
And then your face and hands, because this is in, like, the Middle East.
Imagine the milk back then. Hopefully they'll pick that up, dude.
Somebody outside was just,
even to fucking, if they were, like, if I was in the Persian Empire, and I was, like, an enemy of the Empire, and they're like, drink this milk, I'd be like, no, this shit's fucking
yeah.
gross.
I mean, like, the torture back then, I mean, you need to imagine.
Ugh.
Dude, that was probably the worst death I've heard of.
They could have put me in, like, the nicest spot of the temple, and I'd be like, this is unbearable. Take me
the fuck
out of here. It's fucking 84 degrees in here, dude. This sucks.
You have to moon everyone, dude. Like, just kill me. I'm going to start a riot. I'm showing my dick today.
I would definitely show my dick, dude.
You would show your dick?
It would be so easy.
You would show your dick to the Wild Jays?
I would show my dick to the fucking Persians.
What do you think they would do?
They'd promote me instantly. That would be tight to go in. If I could somehow interact with a fucking king back then. Talk shit, it would be so fun, dude. I mean, they wouldn't understand my fucking...
Cut your fucking head off right
parcel
away.
Parcel tongue, dude.
They would not only cut your head off, they'd do, like... They would do just the meanest things. They would make you, like, eat your loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then they made this... They did this thing where... I think they tortured this dude's son in front of him and then cut his eyes out, so it was the last thing he ever saw.
Jesus.
Like, they did the most... Yeah, same thing.
They did
like,
the most, dude.
They did so much.
They did.
They did too much. They were acting extra. They were extra as fuck.
They were, dude.
It's funny to me, like the torches and shit they did, and then like ISIS does it too, where they're just like, "Here's what we're," or like the cartels, where they're like, "All right, we're cutting everyone's dicks off and putting them in their fucking mouth and cutting their heads off." It's like they literally have the same mentality as like a fifth grader. That's like, what's the worst thing I can do right
dude.
Now?
I mean, imagine
like you develop that muscle. In like kindergarten, where you're like, I'll just cut this guy's face off.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Put salt on it.
Imagine seeing a guy, your dad, just dead with his dick in his mouth, dude. Like, holy fuck!
Yeah, and
especially,
a lot of people have.
Imagine you're not hanging that nice that day either. They catch you on like a
dude.
Fucking...
I was thinking about that because everybody, when these guys get their heads cut off and their dick in their mouth,
yeah.
mine would be like just in my mouth.
That
would see it be like under my tongue.
what is good? Me and like my ready to like almost about to die via a machete, dude. State my dick would be so small.
Yeah.
They cut his dick off. They have a guy like hold on. Stretch it out.
Un momento.
Hold on. Es pequeño. Stretch. Hold on. And they just fucking miss. And they'd be like, no, come on, man.
You get a bunch of pubes.
It's like, I dare someone to try to cut my flaccid dick off with a machete.
Especially, yeah,
pre-execution. Like, you
got to
sit me down. It's got to breach past a stump. You know, because they definitely do it on a tree stump. So it's like, it's on a fucking, it's all in a stump.
That noise I made.
It's like, good luck trying to set my bird up for a
Damn,
fucking machete.
I didn't even think about how small your dick is pre-execution.
Oh, dude, it might be
Holy
teeny.
Holy shit.
Mine would be teeny.
That's post-football practice times fucking 20.
Dude.
That's the smallest dick possible.
At least my niños would go by me and just be like, at least they didn't put Papa's penis in his mouth.
Yeah, like, no, it's in there.
You got to open up his lips, dude.
It's in there.
Do they, when they put their dicks in their mouth, they go like head in as if they're sucking it or like bloody
no,
part
they stick it
dick
out? Usually some balls, too.
What?
Yeah, they get the whole package in there and just stick it in your dead fucking mouth.
Oh.
And then put it in like the town square.
Damn.
And then people are like, why don't the people rise up against these cartels? It's like, well, I don't know. They're putting dicks in people's mouth. I'm fucking out, dude. I'll do whatever they want.
I love when people say, why don't people? It's like, why don't you, dude, if you're so outraged? Go take down the cartels.
I was watching, there was like a Vice thing, or maybe it was on Netflix, of this like village in Mexico that they're like, I think it was Vice, and they're like, these people are done fighting. Or like, they're about to start fighting, and they like were trying to form their own militia, this town. And it was like, don't do that.
Yeah, stop.
You guys are getting fucking murdered in 30 minutes.
There's a good chance.
Dicks in mouth.
Well, soon. Yeah, for sure. But I'm like, those cartels have so much fucking power, dude. Like, they've run Mexico. I was reading a book about some lady who complained about her daughter getting killed. It turned out to be a cartel member. She went all the way to the capital to, like, tell on them. And people just shut the door on her. And, like, an hour later, someone came out and shot her in the head and fucking took her away. People are just like, whatever. Fucking not my problem.
Okay.
But I wonder how much of the government the cartel has. But then again, you think about all that. Of it. Yeah, but then, like, the dudes with A-bombs, dude, are just like, they look at cartels like ants. They're just like, oh, yeah.
Mexico doesn't have A-bombs.